Harper Business and Harper Audio present Hashtag Me Too in the Corporate World. Power, Privilege, and the Path Forward by Sylvia Ann Hewlett. Read by Jane Copeland. A note before we begin. For charts and graphs that expand on the statistics discussed throughout the book, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider, or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/audio/me-too-in-the-corporate-world. Some names in this book have been changed to protect the privacy of individuals. Preface. It was Friday afternoon in late January, and I was chomping at the bit, eager to leave the office. I had turned 23 2 days earlier, and had a celebration to get to. My sister was throwing a party for me at the flat we shared in West Hampstead. I wanted to get home to help her set up. I checked my watch for the umpteenth time. It was only 4:30 p.m., still too early to walk out the door. As a new employee, just 3 months on the job, I felt obligated to stick around until at least 5:30. I opened up a data file I was working on and attempted to settle down. A few minutes later, there was a tap on the frosted glass panel that ran along the side of my desk. Sebastian Tyler's large head loomed over the edge of my cubicle. "Come, join me for a drink," he boomed, thrusting his face uncomfortably close to mine. I shrank back, trying to avoid spittle as well as a lewd leer.
5 o'clock sharp, something strong."
Sebastian wet his fleshy lips and stared at me.
"I think you know where my office is."
Beating back shock and surprise, I made my excuses. "Afraid that can't work, Mr. Tyler. I need to leave a little early today. It was my birthday earlier this week, and I have plans with friends." Sebastian straightened up and pondered. Then, with a salacious grin and an air of triumph, he thrust his face into mine again.
"Tell you what, I'll be very happy with a hand job, and that won't take very long. Come along about 4:45 p.m. and you'll be out of here in a jiffy."
Sebastian let out a snort of satisfaction, turned on his heel and left, leaving me reeling. I fled to the ladies' room and rinsed my hands and face 3 times. I took the stairs, left the building by the side door, and headed to the underground. Before getting on the tube at Green Park, I stopped for a cup of tea at Lyons to steady my nerves before heading home. I was gobsmacked. There had been no lead-up to Sebastian's crude proposition. He was the boss of my boss, and I hardly knew him. We'd had one previous encounter, in mid-December, at the firm's Christmas party. I'd somehow ended up in a stilted conversation with him and his wife, Ava. What did this overweight, sweaty, married man, twice my age, think he was doing? Did he really imagine that I fancied him? Sebastian's arrogance and entitlement were breathtaking. I was also ashamed. Had I somehow signalled I was available for hand jobs on Friday afternoons? I was pretty sure I didn't come across as a siren. My go-to office outfits were Ann Taylor suits and high-necked blouses. I didn't wear come-hither shoes or crack jokes with sexual innuendos. Yet even though I couldn't put my finger on the reason why, I still felt complicit, deserving of shame and blame. But most of all, I was scared. How the heck was I going to fight off Sebastian? He had enormous power over me. Sebastian was on the management committee of the prominent consultancy where I worked, and could make or break my fledgling career. I could only imagine how vindictive he'd be if I had the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?